Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
This story affects how you travel every single day. According to the Indiana Department of Transportation, new technology is going to regulate the flow of ramp traffic merging onto I-465 beginning in early May. Ramp technology, Rob, that's where we are.
Okay, before the show, Casey's like, now I know you're probably not going to like have a hot take on this because it's just kind of a newsy type of thing. And I said, oh, contraire, little lady.
You never let me down. I thought, you know what? Let's just share this with our listeners because they need to know about this because it will affect their drive around town. And there you are with your hot take, ready to go.
So basically, in select portions of the city now, primarily between I-65 and I-70, you are going to see essentially traffic lighted ramps to be able to get onto 465.
Yep, NDOT says this will assist with traffic flow and the congestion we see on the side of 465. They pick mostly the southeast side, Emerson Avenue, Southeastern Avenue, Shadeland Avenue, Brookville Road, and also Washington Street or 40.
Okay, so here is what was interesting about this. And this will be the take you will only hear on this show and you will not hear anywhere else. And this is why you listen to this show, because it takes someone who has been in the government and in the local government to understand the language these people are using and what's actually going on here. So I was watching a news report. I think it was WTHR had the report on this, because you're trying to figure this out. Like, it looks so convoluted, and this has unmitigated disaster, at least in the beginning, written all over it. Now, my understanding on this is they're going to initially have, it's going to be the yellow light on these ramps for about a week, which I think start today.
Get people used to the idea.
And then May, or maybe it's next week they start. Anyway, doesn't matter. There's going to be a build-up period. And then May the 6th, I think, is the day that those things actually go into effect with yellow, green lights, whatever. This is going to be an absolute disaster in the beginning because people aren't used to it. People aren't paying attention to it. There's going to be confusion.
Off the lights.
It is like if you, any city or town you put a roundabout in initially, even if people have driven on 1,000 roundabouts, they don't know how to execute the new roundabout because you're distracted. Like there's artwork in the middle of it, and you know how wide is the roundabout, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. That anytime there's something different from a previously long held routine, which people who come to and from work using these ramps, it's going to be confusion. And in fact, in the beginning, there is a chance, I think it could cause more harm than good. Not saying it's going to, but the issue here is they are trying to alleviate traffic related issues. And what one of the WTHR was doing a report on this, and what stood out to me was at the very end of the report, and it was kind of just a blip on the radar and they went over it. But this is the story. They had an NDOT guy on, and the NDOT guy said, well, we have to do this because we can't build any more road. We're running out of areas by which to build road in and around 465. And that, to me, is the story. The story is how irresponsibly the state has grown, especially as it relates to infrastructure, keeping up with the growth. So the rapid rate at which the state has grown and the manner, and this is what's most important. When we talk about growth in Indiana, we are talking about growth in a very, very, very small geographical area related to the rest of the state. The overwhelming majority of Indiana is in colossal trouble. Eric Doden has made an entire governor's campaign out of this about what he calls rural Indiana and the evaporating populations and businesses.
Small towns.
And so what you have seen is you have seen everything condense into essentially basically a 9 or 10 county area, and everything else being sucked out of the rest of the state. Now, you still have your Evansvilles, your Garys, your Fort Waynes. They're still doing relatively okay. But in terms of the rest of the state, everything and all the business attraction, for the most part, is coming into this 9 or 10 county area. So because of the poor planning and the inability of the state to keep up, or willingness to keep up, and their ability to cut off irresponsible growth, You now have an issue where the government is telling you, we can't build any more road to plan for this irresponsible growth. So our only thing we can do now is try to throw some lights at these exit ramps or entrance ramps and hope that this helps a little bit.
Okay, so this is what we're talking about. They're going to put sensors on the road, and this system is going to control the frequency of which vehicles can enter the interstate to match the capacity. So imagine you're on the entrance ramp to 465, and whoop, there's a red light.
Right.
You got to stop and wait your turn to get on 465. Now, this technology is in use in Illinois and Michigan and some surrounding states.
So we want to be more like Illinois, you tell me. Oh, well, boy, howdy.
It's to control traffic during peak driving times. And they say it will also eventually help solve some of the crashes. It will slow down the crash traffic. And
wait, look, time out on this, though, because I saw somebody have this take. I thought it was super interesting. This to me is the equivalent of the no turn on red in downtown Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what has that solved? What has that helped?
It's supposed to help pedestrian traffic.
But it's created more gridlock to the point where the state was like, we've got to do something about this. This stuff very rarely ever works. The flow of traffic is what works. And the flow of traffic, that's why those exit or entrance ramps were designed, they were designed for the free flow of traffic. However, if you stick in a very short period of time, roads are built with certain growth projections, certain amount of traffic it can hold. If you're sticking hundreds of thousands or millions of more people and automobiles consistently into the same amount of area, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. Why is there never a traffic solution in Hamilton County? Because they just keep growing. It's like you expand 69 or 465 or exit ramps or, you know, the Meridian Street stuff. It doesn't matter, because if you just keep throwing people into the equation, your infrastructure upgrades quickly becomes obsolete and inefficient. It is irresponsible growth in almost every single donut county that has taken place over the last, especially 10 to 15 years. And until we get a handle on that, which clearly the state has no interest in doing that based on the fact that they're trying to pump millions of gallons of water every single day from Tippecanoe County into Boone County for some pie in the sky, fantasy island, bright, shiny object dream of the governor. Clearly, the irresponsible growth is going to continue.
So this ramp metering is what it's called. Some days you'll see a yellow light. Some days it'll be red. Some days it'll be green, depending on the hour of the day. It's all part of a $9 million project. This is a 7-year pilot program. But wait, there's more. Not only will you see these lights going on the interstate, they're also implementing variable speed light signs. So it's dynamic speed limits based on the traffic. Sometimes it'll be higher, sometimes it'll be lower.
It will, this strikes me as a very, 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 it is very, very likely that this will be a precursor to like what we have seen in Chicago with the speed cameras, where you'll all of a sudden I visited the city of Chicago, and all of a sudden 3 weeks later you get a thing in the mail that, hey, you were going 62 in a 55 and here is your whatever speed fine. This strikes me as the precursor to that. It seems, you know, when you're monitoring people's speed on the road itself, I don't think this is going to solve traffic problems. I think it's going to, especially in the beginning, create mass confusion. And until we as a collective, as a society, as a state, get a handle on two things: one, how to stop irresponsible growth in these suburban communities, and two, how to more proportionally expand our growth outside of a 9 or 10 county area, nothing is going to solve this equation. There's too many people, Casey. There's too many people now. Indiana, Central Indiana, was designed to be a very small, consolidated, condensed version of highly populated areas, and the rest of it was rural farmland, low density populations, and we have totally blown a hole in that.
It reminds me of no-stop tolling, which you get in Chicago, where instead of stopping and paying the ticket, they just do it via camera. And just yesterday, my daughter got an email saying that she had a balance on the SunPass toll.
I think that's a scam.
Is it? Okay, because that's Florida. We're like, you haven't been to Florida in a while.
She got that too. I got a text.
Yeah,
and I told my wife, I said, there's no way this is real. And then I looked it up.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of news articles or blogs or whatever saying that's because there's a link they want you to click.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, that happened to us as well.
I wonder how many people they got to actually click that, though. I bet they got a ton of people. And who knows whether that's a virus or a whatever.
Some Trojan horse is now on the phone. Well, Indiana State Police say that this new ramp metering system, it's new, and they're going to give drivers a grace period to adjust. But as you get used to it, and they haven't set a date on when you have to get used to it by, if you merge on a red light, you could get a ticket.
See, I'm telling you where this is going, and welcome to the new world order, Casey. Mm-hmm.